Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of February. I'm Paul White. The 12th is a Tuesday, and you know why Tuesday is exciting, because on Tuesdays, it's Bible study time in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We're working our way through the book of John, studies in John, and we are in the fourth chapter, dealing with some issues surrounding Jesus' encounter with the woman at the well. I would love to have you with me if you're in the North Georgia area. Come be with us on Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't be with us, we live stream Facebook, Paul White Ministries ministry page, also my personal page, Paul White, and we stream on both channels. If you can't do that, then we also edit and then air that sermon, audio and video, on all of our platforms by Wednesday morning of each week. So wherever you're listening to the podcast, you can also listen to Studies in John. We return today to Albuquerque, New Mexico, as we are airing for you each day this weekend and into this week. Some question and answers from a question and answer session from our Friday night in Albuquerque. This next question was from a woman who said, I was spending some time with a friend today, and she told me that she believed that God had given her cancer to put her through a test. How would you respond to that? And this was my response.
Does God purpose chaos in your life to alter your course?
No, he doesn't have to. God doesn't have to purpose chaos in your life. Chaos will find you, and sometimes will be the direct result of your decisions. Chaos is a part of our existence. We're doing all we can to mitigate it, to walk in order. But the Father is not the bringer of chaos. He's the dispeller of chaos. My response to it from a gospel standpoint would be that Jesus is once confronted with the opportunity to kill a bunch of people because they don't believe in him. His disciples say, Lord, these people don't want to hear from you. Shall we call down fire from heaven on them like Elijah did? And Jesus says, no, you don't know what spirit you're of. The Son of Man came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. In other words, it's a demonic spirit that wants people to get what's coming to them in the natural. But Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy, I come to save. So if you can show me Jesus giving someone leprosy, or making someone blind, or killing someone, then I would say the new covenant has quarter for a God who will give someone cancer. But if we can't find it in Jesus, we can't find it in the covenant, because we've been given a better covenant built upon better promises, and he is the mediator of that covenant. So what he does is a direct reflection of what the covenant brings. So I can't, unless Jesus is the giver of leprosy, he's not the giver of cancer.
That concludes our podcast today. I hope you've enjoyed that Q&A. If you're interested in how those Albuquerque sessions went and you want to hear those sermons all the way through, they're coming up very, very soon. In fact, we will begin airing those Albuquerque messages in just a couple of weeks. So be watching for our weekend edition. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.